Statistics show that in the U.S., 50% of all marriages will end in either divorce or separation.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Raw Matrimony Podcast. My name is Jason Watson.
And I'm Shatima Watson, and we are the founders of Raw Matrimony, where our mission is to cultivate real, active, and whole marriages centered in Christ. We are
saving our society one marriage at a time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another amazing episode. I'm Shatima.
And I'm Jason.
And this is Raw Talk. First of all, before we begin, I have a bone to pick with Jason, and it really goes along with our topic today. There's been a fly flying around in our room, and I got up twice to try to kill it. And Jason was just sitting there, and I'm like, you have not been trying to protect me from this fly. You're my husband. You should be trying to protect me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like, really. And he knows I don't like things flying around me. But anywho, welcome again, you all. Today, we're going to be discussing the role of the husband in the marriage and the husband protecting his wife by any means necessary, protecting your wife at all costs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's dive right into it.
Okay. And what brought about this topic was the Will and Jada situation. Everybody saw it. Yeah, everybody saw it. The Will Smith slap that was heard across the world and viewed by many. So, it brought about the question, was he right? Was he wrong? And we tackle everything from a biblical perspective. So, if that's not your perspective, hey, I mean, it is what it is. So we're going to tackle this matter from a biblical perspective as well. And to just start it all off, was he right? Okay, so I'm going to say, as a protector, well, God has given man the role of a protector, right? So as a man, you're supposed to protect your wife. Right, that is what God has charged us to do. That's why he made us with muscles, you know what I'm saying? That's why he made us bigger muscles, more physically stronger, because we're supposed to protect, right? And also too, I say this, so let me just go to this verse. I reference this verse, 1 Peter 3:7. It says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So it means that men are supposed to protect their wives, point blank, period. You know, they're a weaker vessel, not meaning that they're less than us, but they are more fragile, more delicate, and you are definitely supposed to protect your wife, even in situations where they're being verbally insulted. You know, definitely physically insulted, but also verbally insulted as well.
Yeah, I agree. And let me just put this out there too, that this is no way we have, this is in no way to condemn any, like condemn Will and Jada's marriage. You know, at the end of the day, they have their own marriage. They have their own issues, and we know how tough marriage can be. So we're not advocates, we're not advocating for or advocating against the things of the, you know, that may have taken place in their marriage. But so I would say I agree that, you know, the man is supposed to be protecting his wife. And I'm sure at the time Jada was like, oh, like how, like, you know, well, I know I would have been like, OMG, like he wouldn't have slapped him for me. But at the same time, look at the bigger picture of everything that happened. I feel like, you know, yes, you have to protect your wife, but I mean, it's caused so much, like, just extra backlash, you know, that I feel like he could have handled it in a different way. Now, if he would have yelled out, keep my wife's name out your mouth, and we know the rest that, you know, more in depth what he said, you know, but if he would have yelled that out simply, I feel like that would have been even better. But to actually get up and go up there, like, I don't know. I just felt like that kind of was just bringing a different type of unwanted attention, especially when we know the issues they've been having in their marriage. You know, John 10:10 says the enemy, you know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And I feel like that's exactly what was taking place in that moment. Like, the enemy knew that, you know, he played on the weakness of the point, I feel like, of their marriage that they were at. He played on that and allowed, you know, and Will, unfortunately, allow that to get the best of him. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human. But would I say it was right? I don't believe it was right. And let me just, this scripture that came to mind with that was Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, some people may be like, that's exactly what Will was doing, giving himself up for Jada. But I also feel like there are also wise ways that you can do that. As a husband, that's why it's so important to have that relationship with God. Would you agree? Because, you know, so you can have discernment and how to actually give yourself up for your wife.
Yeah.
Without bringing shame to your marriage or yourself.
Yeah, because in Ephesians it says, in your anger, do not sin. So it's not okay to respond out of your anger in a sinful way. So, okay, even if you are angry, it's good for you to, well, you have to still carry yourself with honor and dignity. It doesn't mean that you just lose all dignity because you're angry, you know what I'm saying? Or you just just respond in a sinful manner. And assaulting someone is a sinful manner. So if it's like self-defense and you're being attacked and you have to defend yourself in that way, that's a different situation. But also too, if it's a verbal attack and you respond in self-defense in a verbal way, that I feel like that's right too. But that doesn't mean that you respond in a sinful way. You know, and I'd say that I'm not even going to say there's a thin line between the two, but there's a line to where you don't lose control of yourself in responding or in defense, you know. It is what it is, you know. Each action, there's rightful responses, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go overboard, and we're humans, we will go overboard at times, you know what I'm saying? So when that's the case, then there has to be some type of recognition and some type of repentance. It doesn't mean that it's okay because, well, this person pushed your buttons or whatever. If you went overboard, you went overboard. You know, accept it, apologize for it, and try to make that right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. It's just very unfortunate that, you know, it turned out, well, you know what? I'll say it seems unfortunate right now. Of course, definitely. But at the end of the day, God is always going to be the one to get the glory. So I feel like this situation right here, maybe, you know, it opened their eyes to some things that they needed. Well, it seems like it possibly may have opened Will's eyes to some things that he needed to work on within himself. And sometimes you have to get to that low point in order to actually, you know, have your eyes open to that. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like as a husband, though, I would rather you defend me and protect me versus just allowing someone to, even though, I mean, of course, it was supposed to be like, you know, a joking way. It was a distasteful joke, I guess. That's how it was taken. But as my husband, I would expect you to defend me in some kind of way. And I think that right now, that's the crisis that we're in a lot of marriages, is because the world says, hey, defending your wife looks one way. The world says it looks one way. But what does the Bible say about defending your wife? You know, and I think I think husbands right now are just like, it's a lot, because like I said, the world, you know, in order to show that you defend your wife or you stand up for your wife or whatever, the world, that looks totally different to the world, I think, versus the way, you know, from a biblical standpoint, it may look.
I think it's a lack of husbands standing up to defend anybody, period. Wife, kids, you know, I just feel like it's a lack of that, you know, period. And in the world and Christian marriages, I just feel like it's a lack of husbands standing up and, you know, being the defender. Because being a defender is not just physically. You know, of course, okay, well, yeah, you could beat somebody up, but how else are you defending? Are you defending their emotions? Are you defending their spirituality? Are you defending that, you know, all aspects of them? Like, it's mm-hmm. not just about what you could do physically, you know. You have to fully take on the role as protector. Sometimes being a protector means, you know, putting your selfishness to the side, putting yourself to the side, you know what I'm saying? And truly standing up. So I feel like overall, it's just a lack of men standing up and being protectors all across the board, you know, mm-hmm. not just on one level, but just on all levels, really.
Yeah, and that's true. And I think that goes back to what I was just saying, because, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, I guess, well, even for women, the world has conditioned us to think that, and protection or defending, quote unquote, being defended or protected by your husband looks like, like physicality, you know, maybe beating somebody up for you or something, you know, or, you know, but like you said, it's way more to it than that. Like, you know, he may be able to go and, you know, assault somebody for you, but is he able to defend you spiritually? You know, if he sees that you're being attacked spiritually, is he coming to your defense spiritually? You know, is he coming to your defense emotionally? So yeah, I completely and totally agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's where wisdom comes in, discernment, you know, because, and I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes we make wrong decisions. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to knock anybody for making a wrong, or what I seem from my perspective, seemingly is a wrong decision. I'm not going to knock for that, because I made wrong decisions as well too. But just how do we handle that? You know what I'm saying? As husbands, how do we handle that? You know what I'm saying? Does that make you a punk if somebody would I say disrespect at that time? No, because I feel like it was a joke. You know, maybe it was a distasteful joke. So for you to not, you know, stand up for the honor of your wife at that time, would that make you a punk? I feel like it could have been handled in a different way, maybe a private conversation, you know, maybe not necessarily handled in a public perspective, you know, because that could have been protective.
He yelled out whatever he yelled out. Like, you know, that would have been, in my opinion, that would have been better than what he did going up there, you know.
I mean, there's different ways to handle different situations, you know, but I say from a biblical perspective, you know, responding in that manner was not, I don't see that as the right way to respond.
Yeah, definitely.
But overall and altogether, with everything being said, I definitely feel like the man is a protector, and he has always been charged with protection, you know, always being charged to protect the home, protect his kids, protect his wife, not just protect, but just be protect, period, protects us, the community, you know, everyone that's, we're supposed to be the protectors, period. You know what I'm saying? Like inside your home and outside the home, you know, so we need to step up and really do that, embrace that role as protector, because that's what God has charged us to do. And, you know, get in the word and, you know, be discerning, you know, as far as where we are supposed to be protecting and how we're supposed to protect.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like past situations contributed to the reaction?
I don't know, because I mean, I don't really keep up with their relationship like that. So I can't say, you know what I'm saying? That would be me making an assumption. So I'm not really sure. It's possible.
Well, yeah, I know you don't, you can't say for sure, but based on what you know, like what is, like, you know, based on what you do know.
I don't know. He could have been in a bad mood. You know, they could have just gotten into a disagreement or something. So it could have been that triggered his response. You know what I'm saying? She could have, maybe, who knows? Maybe she could have said something like,
or maybe she could have just put it on him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know? I mean, it could have been anything.
Feeling extra macho, you know, because he just got him, you know.
I don't know. It could have been anything, you know, but I can't say that a past situation might have led to the you know, the culmination of everything that took place.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we would love to know you all's opinion and what you all think about this situation. And if you feel like that there is a crisis when it comes to the men, or the husband being their protectors in the marriage, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, from a kingdom standpoint. What are you guys' thoughts? Let us know. You can Facebook message us, email, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just contact. Also, too, maybe on other topics that you'd like to hear us talk about, you know, and just reach out to us. Let us know. I mean, we are here as a community, you know, just trying to build marriages and trying to help us strengthen our marriages, strengthen our relationships. So if it's something that you need help in, reach out to us, let us know. We could or provide the resources to aid you in that area.
Yes, definitely. And if you haven't already, do not forget to get your copy of Marriage Raw and the Spirit. You can get it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's a 21-day devotional for couples. It's great.
Yeah, it's life-changing.
It will change your life, change your marriage, transform your marriage. Yes, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle, right? Yep. You can get either a hard copy or the e-copy.
Yep.
Yeah, so definitely get that and just, yeah, let's work hard at transforming our marriages. And even if your marriage doesn't necessarily need transformation, you know, put in that work to maintain a healthy marriage. You know, that we're here to help you guys do that.
Mm-hmm. And if you feel like your marriage is in a good place, use that marriage to be a blessing and a ministry to others as well. You know what I'm saying? Show Definitely. Other people how you got there. Don't just, because this one thing I'm realizing, your marriage is not just for you. It's not just for your kids. You know, it's for the benefit of society as well, because the marriage is a ministry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when God's blessed you with something, you don't keep it to yourself. When he blessed you with something good, you show others and you help it to be a blessing to others as well. So if you feel like you're in a good place, use that and help others get to a good place, because I'm sure many of us can see or are aware of, you know, people that aren't in a good place in their marriage. You know what I'm saying? But just because it's their household, that doesn't mean that it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to get down in there and try to figure out what's going on with them, but just find a way that you could be a blessing to them, you know? And let's, as a community, let's start building these marriages back up and making marriage a great institution like God intended it to be.
Yes, the enemy is trying so hard to, he knows that the first, for him to destroy the kingdom of God, he knows that he needs to attack the marriages.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the enemy is trying with all of his might to destroy marriages and to just break down the family unit, but no, we're fighting him back.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not letting him win. Yep. We're, of course, you know, it's not going to be easy. And don't think that you're never going to have problems in your marriage. I think, too, that's an issue. That's a common misconception that people have. And they feel like, oh, well, especially if you're walking with Christ, you feel like you're not going to have any issues in your marriage. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. But it's the key is to know how to combat those issues and to work together as a team. Because at the end of the day, you're not fighting against each other. You're fighting against the enemy, you know, and that's just real. So, yeah, you know, we're all on the same team, you know, so, yeah.
There's power in unity. So we need to join together, because there's other people, let's say maybe more seasoned, more seasoned husbands that could lead us and guide, like they've been there before, you know what I'm saying? So they could help us and lead us in that direction. We have to build a strong community of marriage, like, us, you know what I'm saying, marriage resources, to where we help each other and where we look out for each other, not even trying to tear each other down or being judgmental, or, you know, just because we feel like we're in a better position so we're good. No, we need to really be trying to help each other build our relationships and, you know, just grow all together.
I want more married friends, more married, like
happily married.
Yes, definitely. More happily that makes married a difference. Couple friends. I feel like it's so hard nowadays to find that. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know.
So let's build a community of happily married people in the name of Jesus.
Saving the world one marriage at a time. But thank you guys for joining us. We are about to sign off. Remember to like us, follow us.
Say a prayer before we go.
Okay, yeah. On all of our social media at Raw Matrimony. but on Instagram is at @raw_matrimony. Okay, so that's the only difference there. But yeah, so I'm just gonna say a prayer to guide us out, and you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Father God, we thank you. We honor you, Lord. We thank you, God, for speaking to us through this episode. Thank you, God, for the wisdom that you've placed in our hearts. Yes, oh God, and
thank you, Jesus.
We pray for those who are listening, Lord. We pray even for those who may not listen, God. We know, God, that your establishment of the family union, of marriage, of the marriage covenant is being attacked.
Thank you, God.
So, Lord, we pray right now, oh God, that you would just do your, you know, let your will be done, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Do your work, oh God.
Way, God.
Let it not fall to, you know, fall to the side, oh God. Let us remember, oh God, that you created marriage for your glory. So right now we just ask, oh God, that you'll just strengthen us as husbands, strengthen us as wives to really fight for our marriages and to really have, you know, real, active, healthy marriages, oh God, so that we can, we can, you know, have great families, Lord, so that we can produce great children, oh God, and, you know, great people going out into the society in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, help
Lord, we
us.
Pray for those couples who might be going through right now. Just give them that comfort, oh God. Remind them that you love them. Remind them that you are for them and that, you know, you will never leave them nor forsake them.
Yes, Lord, help us.
We praise you, oh God, and we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining. Again, I'm Jason.
And I'm Shatima.
And we are Raw Matrimony.
Yep.
So be blessed.
Bye.